Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 294 new main event for the lightweight title. Islam Makhachev defending his belt for the second time against Alexander Volkanovski. Volkanovski taking this fight on short notice. Huge respect for that. I believe about 3 months ago he had a surgery as well, so we've got to anticipate that he's not going to be in the same kind of condition that he would like to be. But then I also think that, you know, when a champion is stepping up a weight class and taking on a, you know, a bigger, stronger fighter, there always must be a little bit of relief there, because, I mean, for Volkanovski, for example, he's been the featherweight champion for a good period of time. Every time he defends that belt, there's pressure on him to dominate, to be the champion. But now he's stepping up, like when Adesanya stepped up and fought Błachowicz. I imagine, of course, I've not been in this situation, I'm only speculating, but I would imagine that there's a little bit of a relief that there's some pressure off. Like, I'm now not expected to dominate because I'm stepping up a weight class. So I feel like Volk stepping into this fight is going to be very much kind of, this is going to be a fun one. I'm going to see if I can do some things different to the last time. And he'll be looking back at the last fight and trying to see the moments where he was more successful than others, things that he did really well. Also areas where maybe he could have put his foot on the gas a bit more and had more of an effect in those rounds where it could have gone either way. I'm going to do a quick tale of the tape and then I'm going to get into it round by round. I've made a few notes here. So quick tale of the tape. So Makhachev, 24-1, four knockouts and 11 submissions, and a nice variety of submissions for Makhachev. Two arm triangles, a triangle, an inverted triangle, three rear naked chokes, three arm bars and a kimura. A nice spectrum of submissions, which makes sense because the integral part of mixed martial arts that determines whether the fight will be on the feet or on the ground is something that Makhachev excels in, right? He's very, very good in the wrestling exchanges, very good at chaining things together and then establishing control when it hits the floor. So it makes sense that he's got a good variety of submissions associated with that because he's able to control people and move around them. He sees areas where he can plug submissions in. Like his kimura that we saw was the first time we've seen a kimura in his game. Don't be surprised if we see other things in his game, other submission attempts, because when you have that level of control in the grappling range, it's easy to find someone that's really good at a high elbow guillotine and go, teach me that. And then you immediately know where to plug it into your game. So I'm looking for surprises in Makhachev's grappling skills. I think he's always going to be developing there. For Volkanovski, there were certain things that he did well in that last fight. Oh, I was doing Taylor the Tate, wasn't I? I'm jumping. Hang on. Volkanovski, tell of the tape, 26-2, 13 knockouts on Volkanovski's record, 3 submissions. So you can see that the records are swayed in finishing capacity in one direction and the other. Makhachev, more submissions considerably than knockouts. Volkanovski, considerably more knockouts than submissions. But I will say, going back to Makhachev, that his striking ability, his striking skills have definitely improved throughout his career. And I do feel like, as well as seeing more submissions being added to his arsenal, I do think we're going to start seeing some more stoppages with strikes, especially as his confidence grows in that range. For Volkanovski, 13 knockouts, 50% finishing rate with his striking. Very fast hands, great at moving through range and swarming people. And I think that's even more transferable into this weight class, which is maybe something that he's going to utilize a bit more in this fight. He might not be in the same kind of condition that he was in the last fight, but he's got the lessons from the last fight. So the energy that he does have, he can expend in a more economical and directed way. 3 submissions on Volkanovski's record, guillotine, triangle and rear naked choke, all before his UFC career. Certainly not in this fight, I don't expect to see many submissions coming from Volk. From the very beginning of his UFC career, Volkanovski's style was to wedge you into that corner where the fence meets the canvas and not hold you down, but pin you down with weight. Like, he's very good at floating over people and distributing his weight, but not really engaging in a grappling match. It's like he's realized that because he's got the punching power that he needs to stop people, he might as well utilize his grappling for control to strike. So although, you know, we may see a new lease of life in his career at some point and we might see him start pulling some submissions out, I don't think it's going to be this fight. If we see submission attempts from Volkanovski, it might be because there's no other way to start a scramble than to attack a guillotine or to throw up a triangle or an armbar. Most of the time, those attempts are going to have a problem solved already by Makhachev because he's been in that situation so many times. So there is always a risk in attempting those things. But then again, if you're losing the round and you've got to get a scramble started, you might as well try and snag an armbar or a triangle or a leg. You know, there's a variety of different things you can do. Of course, the danger is always in those scrambles is giving you back. And that was something that Volk, although he won the moral victory in not getting submitted in those positions, and he kind of played up to the crowd and, you know, was laughing and looking at the cameras and striking Makhachev. And, you know, there was talk there as well. Like, he made those moments playful, but we can't forget that Makhachev was on his back with a body triangle locked in for a good portion of it. And they're the kind of things where Makhachev's going to go back to training after that fight and his team and his coaches are going to go, okay, in this situation, do this. So he's not going to allow Volkanovski to sit in those positions this time around. I would imagine, again, that Makhachev will have an advancing solution for that position, because that's the way that these guys in this team solve problems. They take it back to the gym, they bolster it, and then they come back and they prove that to that evolution. So this is definitely going to be a much more difficult version of Makhachev. But then does it change the fact that he's been preparing for a different opponent? I don't know. I don't think so. I think Makhachev knows what he does well, and I think he applies his skill set to the problem in front of him. And I think that because he has such a diverse skill set, he's got that adaptability in his game. For me, it's Volkanovski that's got to win the moments in this fight, and he's got to win them bigger than he did in the last rounds. So let's just quick go through this. Did I finish Tale of the Tape, Jamie? I didn't do all the stats bit, did I? So strikes landed per minute, a considerable advantage for Volkanovski, 6.25 compared to 2.35 for Makhachev. Slightly higher striking accuracy, better striking defense for Makhachev. The grappling stats, of course, all lean towards Makhachev, as you would imagine. Triple takedowns a decent amount more takedowns. Good takedown accuracy compared to Volkanovski, 90% takedown defense, and a higher submission average, as we've already discussed. Okay, let's get into the fight. So the first round's always, for me, the most interesting round, I feel, because it's when the fighters are the freshest. It's when they step onto the canvas with a game plan. It's like, okay, I've trained for this, I've prepared this. This is what's going to work in this scenario. So they both step in with confidence and they're like, right, I know the plan. And then in that first round, you've got fresh fighters that are well conditioned, that have got something they're trying to achieve. So I'm always really interested in those first opening exchanges and how the first round can potentially sway back and forth as the fighters then see what's coming at them, realize the problems they're having with their own game plan, and then adapt as they move forward. So Volkanovski started off fairly well. He, as always, he's got good footwork and he's moving very well. And then he steps through something that he's very, very good at. It does get him in trouble at times, and I will get into that. But he stepped through, and as he stepped through, he landed a short left hand, like a straight left hand. And it hit Makhachev, and you could see Makhachev kind of stumble and fall back into the fence. Now, whether he was hurt or not, to me, that is the most significant shot of that round so far. So straight away, I go, right, okay, there's a mark on my scorecard. I'm leaning towards Volkanovski in this round. But then shortly after that, he tries the same thing again, stepping into range, and he gets caught with a cuffing forearm. And because he'd moved into range, he was within the range of the punch, so it didn't land on the knuckles. But the forearm lands, and you can see him go down on one knee, and then you can see him reeling a little bit. Then he's taken down, and Makhachev's got some control. So for me, the first round was quite obvious 10-9 for Makhachev. He didn't do enough to get a 10-8 for me, but it was a pretty solid round for him, just kind of based on the exchanges, the information that he got. I mean, what we got here. So total strikes, 18 to 14 in favor of Makhachev. 1-1 takedown, 2 minutes of control. Neither of them got a knockdown scored in that round, which is interesting. Legitimate strike. It was a forearm. Yes, it might not have been the knuckles that connected, but for me, Makhachev was rocked by that. He went down on one knee, and that that is a something that for me marks quite high on the scorecards, because someone that's been even moderately concussed has been damaged. They're susceptible to further damage in the fight because of that first strike. So that for me is an important strike that landed. For me, a solid first round for Makhachev. And I think, hang on. And all the judges scored it for Makhachev as well. So there gets variance when we get to the third round, which I'll get to. Now, the second round, there was a bit of a moment where you're like, hang on, what's happened here? And you can see Makhachev kind of stumble, but he finishes the takedown. The other thing that Makhachev did really well is he had great clinch work and knees. Something that Volkanovski has to be careful of, because so there were two dangers for Volkanovski. No, sorry, let me correct myself. There were three dangers for Volkanovski when he was stepping through ranges. Like, he's very, very good at traveling with his punches. Like, we saw that against Max Holloway, where Holloway was giving him the ground, so Volkanovski was able to chase, and sometimes he was finishing with low kicks, and you know, that's where he was winning those exchanges. Against Makhachev, he wasn't always giving ground. The danger against Makhachev is that you're going to walk onto a clean straight, southpaw. You're going to walk onto a clean left. You're going to run into the clinch, and then he's going to find himself with Makhachev in that Thai plum clinch, taking knees to the head and body, which he did a couple of times in the fight, a few times, in fact. Or the other danger, of course, is that he's overcommitting and he's going to give a level change, which is something that he seemed more conscious of than I expected him to. I think that he needs to be cautious of stepping through, but he should be more fluid with his hands. If I was Volk, that's what I'd be thinking. Maybe not travel quite as much with my punches, maybe a little bit more Pacquiao in and out, bouncing off that front leg and utilizing his speed a bit more instead of committing with speed in flurries. Anyway, second round for me, 10-9, Makhachev again. He had a really strong 90 seconds in that last round, and I feel like the last 90 seconds was more consequential than the rest of the round. More happened in that, and for me, Makhachev was pushing forward. He landed some good shots. The third round now is where it gets a little bit. So I think two of the judges have... Yeah, so two of the judges scored this round for Volkanovski, and it was definitely a better round for Volk. Now, of course, I have the benefit of hindsight. I know how this fight's scored, and I've watched it back a few times, and I've absorbed the fight a bit more. If I was sitting octagon side and scoring this, I may have felt different about this third round, because it was a close round. But for the things that Makhachev did well, sorry, for the things that Volkanovski did well, I feel like Makhachev matched them. He landed better kicks. He managed distance better. The thing that Volkanovski did, he did two things that were really nice in this round. He was still stepping through with his punches, but now he was starting to angle off to open up the right hook to the body, because he's dealing with a southpaw Makhachev. So as he was stepping through, he was closing distance very quickly, and then he was dipping his head off to the side and working this open shot. And he landed that a couple of times really well, as well as landing some really good inside low kicks, which could be a real value to him. The times when he was throwing, when he was orthodox and throwing an outside low kick, were the times when he was vulnerable to straight punches. A couple of times he was on the center line and very vulnerable. So for me, he needs to abandon those. But the inside low kicks were paying dividends, and I think that should be something that he can work back to, if not to do anything else, but to score and to be able to kind of trap Makhachev a little bit with that hard inside low kick as he's moving. As he's moving to Volkanovski's right. Fourth round was quite a steady pace. Again, I scored it to Makhachev. All three judges scored the fourth round to Makhachev. It was just, you know, it was a more steady paced round. I feel like there were moments where Volk was... He looked like he was in better control of the fight, but ultimately he was paying. He was still getting caught, and this transitioned into the fifth round as well. Same thing, pressure from Volk, but he was getting picked off with shots on the way in. Like, Makhachev's very, very good at just being patient and seeing the opportunities. Like the times when Volkanovski was in front of him and just switched his stance, and Makhachev just popped him with that straight left. He's got to play more with the range this time around, and that is also why Volk would be benefited by kicking hard on that inside leg, because it will take some of Makhachev's movement away. It's a difficult kick to land, but if you can kind of wrap your instep, wrap your foot around the back of the knee, it can be quite debilitating. Same thing to the outside leg as well. So if Volkanovski is switching his stances and he is southpaw v southpaw, he's also got that calf kick as well as the kick just below the knee. Who was it that landed it on Jimmy Crute? I can't remember. Someone kicked him really hard in the leg. Was it Modestus? Yeah, and his leg kind of folded up, didn't it?
Yeah, or Anthony Smith, was it?
It might have been Anthony Smith. Yeah, I don't know. I can't remember. I remember him getting caught on a specific point. And again, if I'm Volkanovski, I'm going to try and damage that lead leg as much as I can. I mean, that's kind of game plan for everybody. It's always a benefit to do, but particularly for Volkanovski, because he is the faster fighter, if he's able to take some of the movement away from Makhachev, so he's able to move in and out of range a bit more, he can exemplify the speed that he's got. Still has to be careful stepping through with punches, because he's going to run into a clinch or a body lock or a double leg or even just a straight left. You never know. Now, the last round was the round I scored for Volkanovski. I've got Makhachev winning 10-9 all the way through until the last round. Makhachev still landed good knees, but the scrambles from Volkanovski were great. There were two really, really good scrambles where he really put his foot on the gas, because he was like, right, fifth round, let's empty the gas tank. And those scrambles, for the first time, I started to see Makhachev actually look fatigued. I think he might have been tired at earlier times in the fight, but I think he's very good at hiding it. But in that fifth round, he actually started to look fatigued. And that's where Volkanovski then steps in and lands that crisp right hand into a lovely sprawl and then lands some good ground and pound. A really good fifth round for Volkanovski. And he looked fresher going into the fifth round, and he looked fresher coming out of the fifth round. But he was down on the scorecards, on my scorecard certainly, all four rounds, and on two of the judges' scorecards. What was he? So yeah, four rounds for one of the judges and three rounds for two of the other judges. The round in question being the third. I honestly expect to see a better version of both fighters, but I also think that Makhachev is still probably gonna just have a little bit too much for him in every range. Like, Volkanovski can certainly do things that can sway this fight. He has to win moments big, right? Because like a 5-minute round doesn't mean that you have to be working hard and winning every second of that 5 minutes, right? Makhachev's very good at kind of hanging back if he's done enough to win the first portion of the round, or he's two rounds up on the scorecards. He's like, okay, let me just kind of hang back. Like, look at him in the fifth round, right? Even before the scrambles, when he started to look a little bit fatigued, he was allowing Volkanovski to pressure him to do a lot of the work for him, and he was catching him with single shots. And you know when he's landed a good shot, because Volk kind of, it gives him that you know, it reminds me of that singing sea bass, that the... But it, you know what I mean? It's like you can kind of see Volkanovski acknowledge it, like, you know, you scored. It's like, well done. Like, he's quite open with that, and that can be helpful sometimes, because it shows that he's kind of, I'm fine, I'm quiet, let's carry on. But at the same time, if I'm a judge and I'm seeing him do that, I'm like, well, he's acknowledging that it was a good shot. Like, how can I not acknowledge it? That's just my, you know. I know there is this. Was it Goldie used to always say it? Bless him. Well, that he smiled, and that means it. That probably means it hurt, and it's not always the case, but the very fact that he acknowledges the shot means that it landed significantly. Anyway, that's just a little tangent for you. So, look, how is this going to play out? Well, look, I expect Makhachev to kind of take his time a little bit in the first round. Like, he's got a read on Volkanovski now, and he also knows that playing the long game in this one's probably going to benefit him, because Volkanovski's probably going to drop off more than he did in the last fight. I also think Makhachev has been doing a hell of a lot of grappling for this training camp, as he always would, but a hell of a lot of grappling specifically for this training camp. And I feel like he's got a less of a threat on the floor in this fight now. He's dealing with someone that's not as big, and he's not nearly as technically slick off their back. So for me, if I'm Makhachev, I'm going to take my time at the start of the fight. I'm going to try and pick Volkanovski off as he's coming in with those single shots. If he runs into the clinch, if it's a body lock or a tie clinch, I know what I've got from there. And he's very good at tripping as well from the clinch. So like, anytime Volkanovski closes that range, I feel like he's just going to be playing into Makhachev's hands. Makhachev will turn the wrestling on him, and this is where Volkanovski he might not have the same gas tank that he had the last time. And if I'm Volkanovski, I'm kind of banking on that. I know he's going to be able to push, but there's a difference between a full training camp and a short notice athlete. And I feel like there's going to be a point where Volkanovski's going to be, because Makhachev's going to feel big and strong and well conditioned in this one. I'm expecting a really, really fun fight. I'm a big fan of both of these guys. But for me, Makhachev I just think he's got his number. And I think this being a short notice one makes it even more challenging for Volkanovski to find those moments. He's going to have to put his foot on the gas. Maybe the short notice is going to make him a little bit more reckless, you know? Like sometimes you see it with a fighter. We saw it recently, actually. Fabian Edwards in Bellator was looking really, really good against Eblen and opened up a massive cut over his eye. And honestly, most cut people wouldn't have been able to stop that bleeding. But he was able to start the next round with this massive hole above his eyebrow and was like, right, I am literally a ticking time bomb now. I've got to put my foot on the gas. And of course, that is a more extreme circumstance than this one. But, you know, Volk coming in, no pressure, upper weight class, short notice. He might just throw for the fences and land something clean, because he's definitely got the punching power. We saw him hurt Makhachev. It's just whether he can, with Makhachev's ability to control the fight as well as he does, control the range as well as control the clinch and the grappling. Well, I'm excited for this one. This is one of those kind of fights I feel like I'm going to learn a lot from. Although Sean Strickland taught me a lot, I'll be honest, the other week. I still enjoyed that fight. I've watched it a couple more times. He's made a fan out of me, man, honestly. Right, enjoy these fights, and make sure you check out the co-main event War Room as well, of course. What a fight that's going to be. All right, see you next time.